Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here, CEO of the People Stack. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to stop throwing thousands of dollars a month in the shredder and to finally have the confidence to take risks in your tech career. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, everyone. Jen Funk here, CEO of the People Stack. We're here to help you escape the career hell of being underpaid and overworked and underrecognized so that you can finally have the career where you're not only paid what you're worth, we want you to get paid what you're worth, but you're also making the impact and living the lifestyle of your dreams. So hello, hello from Asheville, North Carolina. We are in our lovely Airbnb here. It is an awesome place to be. I know that for those of you who either live in Asheville or have visited Asheville, you know there's a very special vibe here, surrounded by the Blue Ridge Mountains. Very nice, artsy, welcoming community here. And Rob and I are able to be on this road trip because we took risks, because we left our comfort zone. But they weren't risks that were scary risks, right? Not in the way that was like, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. Cross your fingers and hope it works out. They're what I like to call upside risks. And that's what we're going to talk about today. If there's one thing I want you to get out of this, of today's episode, it's I want you to learn how to stop throwing money away, how to stop throwing thousands of dollars a month down the shredder, and to finally have the confidence to take those risks, to take those upside risks, to take those intelligent risks in your technical career, not just so that you don't keep throwing that money down the shredder, but also so that you don't keep throwing down that impact. Because you're throwing impact down the shredder as well. Because you're underpaid, because you're underrecognized, what that means is that you are not living and thriving and able to show up at your full potential as a technical leader, which means you're leaving impact on the table as well. And as much as the money hurts, for those of you who are going through some belt tightening and low tide seasons in terms of money, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, where you have to make those decisions about, you know, do we go out to dinner tonight or not? Or what do we get for groceries tonight? Or can we go on that trip or not? Can I buy that present for my family member or not? How long do we have to wait until we have a really nice, luxurious meal again together? And so the money part of it absolutely hurts. Because if you're underpaid, and especially if you're underpaid by an order of magnitude, 20, 30, 40, 50%, you're feeling it financially. And there's no denying that. So I want you to stop throwing that money down the shredder. But even more than that, especially as you start to get your money house a little bit more in order, even more than that, because for some of you, you're making okay money. You know, we talk with a lot of you and you're like, you know what? I can pay the bills and we can go on vacation once a year. But I know that I'm capable of way more than that in my life. So that hurts because you know that you're depriving your kids, your spouse, your friends, your family of being able to give them and provide them with experiences that are going to last a lifetime, memories that are going to last a lifetime. And the other thing that hurts too is leaving impact on the table, throwing impact down the shredder. So that's what a lot of you are doing right now. And that's what you're feeling, is that because you're not given the responsibilities, because you're not given the resources at work, and I'm not just talking about money there, I'm talking about the prestige and the ability to really just grab the bull by the horns and be the innovative technical leader that you're capable of being. And because you're not able to do that, you are leaving that impact on the table. You know that you and your team are capable of way more. You and your organization are capable of way more, and you're not able to do it because you're not given the trust. You're not given the resources. You don't have a seat at the table to be able to influence the decision makers in terms of saying, look, this is what I want to be able to do. These are the changes I want to make in this project, and here's why. And as much as you try to influence, and as much as you try to influence, you're not able to do it from where you're at because you're underrecognized. And that is hurting you. It is, you're tearing your hair out about it. And we don't want you to be throwing any of that in the shredder anymore. The money, the impact, the lifestyle possibilities. We don't want you to be missing out on the opportunities to live a joyful life, to live a fun life, to live a life of meaning. That's really why we're here, right? I mean, we all have our own beliefs, right? And one of my core beliefs, if it's okay that I share it, is that the reason we're here is to live a meaningful, joyful, impactful life. If we're not doing that, then why is it worth it? And it doesn't feel worth it. So today I want to talk about risk. And I want you to learn, and I really want you to get this, I want you to learn how to take intelligent risks, what I like to call upside risks in your technical career. Risks where the upside, the potential upside, is way, 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 way better, 10 times better, 50 times better, sometimes even 100 times better than any potential negative. So it's a no-brainer to take the risk. Are you still taking a risk? Yeah. Might it still be uncomfortable? Might you still have to do things, get to do things that stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone, like networking, like reaching out to people and evangelizing your excellence, really communicating your value, not just pretending to. Going out there and negotiating and owning your worth and asking for more. Yeah, it means you're going to need to take different kinds of actions. In other words, nothing ventured, nothing gained. But what does that mean in terms of your technical career? How do you balance risk and reward in your technical career, and why is it worth it? Why is it worth it to risk your career? Why is it worth it to take those risks? So that's what I want to answer for you in today's episode, so that you can finally have the confidence to take those risks, so that you can earn a premium salary, so that you can live your dream and make the impact that you know that you're capable of doing. So the most important point to make here is that by not taking risks, you are missing out on more than by taking them. Let me say that again, because this is really, 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 really important. By not taking risks, you are missing out on more than by taking them. And when I say risks here, when I use the word risk, I'm talking about intelligent risks, upside risks. Not like, oh, well, let's just roll the dice and throw stuff at the wall to see what works. No, we're all about strategizing here at the People Staff. We're all about systematizing. We are all about looking at the data and building proven, solid, flexible, but solid systems for our clients so that they know that the recommendations that we give to them are solid and they're proven. They have that path. Here are the steps. Here are the four steps. Here are the waypoints that you're going to hit along the path of building your dream career. So that's what I mean when I say risk, taking intelligent risks. So if you're not taking intelligent upside risks in your tech career, you are losing out on way more than you would be if you were taking them. I want you to take a moment and let that sit in. Let that sink in. Because I know that a lot of you are scared right now and you're scared to take those risks. Because the downsides are real. So for example, sometimes people are scared of asking for more, whether it be on the negotiation table or with your boss. You know, if you're looking for an internal raise or promotion, you're scared to ask your boss for more. Or maybe you're on the job market and you're scared to ask for more at the negotiation table. And what's the real fear here? The fear here is that you ask for more, really, really bad stuff is going to happen. If you're on the job market, they might renege the offer. So it's like, no, I'm not going to put myself out there. They made me an offer. I'm just going to take it. Because if I negotiate the wrong way, then they might renege the offer and I lose that opportunity. I lose that bird in hand. And that is a very real risk. I'm not going to lie about that. If you get negotiation wrong, they can and they will and they have reneged the offer. Has it happened with our clients? No, because they don't get it wrong. We give them proven systems on how to negotiate well and do it intelligently and with integrity and with authenticity. But if you do it wrong, they can and they will reneg the offer. That's a very real downside to that risk, to asking for more. If you ask your boss for more, let's talk about more like of an internal promotion. If you were to ask your boss for more money, and if you were to do that wrong, if you were to do that in a way that was not the best way to do it, what's the fear here? You can get fired. You can get demoted. You can become even more unrecognized than you are right now. You can be in a worse position. Because if you show up like an a-hole during negotiation while you're telling your boss, even if you don't intend to, right? But if you come off like that and they take it that way, even though you may not have intended that, if they see you as a money-grubbing snob, if they see you as someone who's just in it for the money and is all ego and no service, they can absolutely renege that offer because it's like, hang on a second. Is this someone who I really want to work with? And with your boss, you can absolutely get fired for that. You can absolutely get demoted for that. And a lot of times the way that that works, it's not like because of what, it's not going to be like, oh, because you said that, you're fired. It's going to be like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. You're asking for this raise. Let me think about it. And then 2 months later, you find yourself in a worse position. We've actually seen this happen with a lot of our clients before they started working with us, where they tried and they tried and they tried to get those raises and promotions, and they actually ended up in a worse place. And again, let me be clear here. I don't mean to say that you're intending to do it wrong. It's just that these are places where you need to be very careful about your language. You need to be very careful about how you're showing up to that negotiation table. Because if there is one topic that will absolutely, positively, 100% for sure cause emotions, and often negative ones, it's money. So that is the reason that you're scared to take those risks at the negotiation table and to own your worth and to ask for more, because there are very real negative consequences to that, like losing your job, like losing a really awesome job opportunity, like being in a worse situation than you were before. And we don't want that for you. And that's why you want to make sure you're doing it the intelligent way, the upside way. So for our clients, we give them our proven systems, our proven templates, our proven language, our proven structure, flexible enough so that you can show off authentically. Because it's not like you're just kind of like, okay, I'm going to read this script. Yes, I hear your offer and I counter offer 20% more. Is that fair? No. What we do is we help our clients to show up authentically to the negotiation table, authentically to conversations with their bosses and senior leaders, so that the upside is way, 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 way better than the potential downside. Because if you're not doing negotiation, if you're not asking for more, what are you leaving on the table? Tens of thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars a month down the shredder. By not following a proven system, by not having a world-class coach who is 100% for you to guide you through the process of salary negotiation, to guide you through the process of getting a raise, getting a promotion, it's basically just like taking physical money and throwing it down the shredder. Or it's basically just like taking those digital dollars that are sitting in your bank account right now and just like, and literally like throwing them away. Like giving them away to a charity that you would never want to give away to. Like just imagine that. Like imagine a charity that you would like never want to give to because you don't align with them. Take $2,000 to $3,000 a month and give it to that charity. That's what you're missing out on right now. Do you really want to keep staying where you are? That's the conversation we want you to have with yourself. So that's one example. That's just one example of where you are losing out by not taking risks. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You have to balance the risk and the reward. You have to balance it. But when it's an upside risk, when it's an intelligent risk, when you do it, you feel great. When you take that risk, you know that there's still a small chance that something could quote unquote go wrong, but it's not as big of a go wrong as if you were taking on intelligent risks. So in other words, when our clients follow our methods, follow our strategies, the worst that could possibly happen is they say no. That's the worst. Now, is that uncomfortable? Is it hard to hear no? Especially when you put yourself out there and ask for more? Yeah, it's hard to say no. It's hard to hear no. It's also hard to say no, but really, really hard to hear it. But that's the worst that can happen. That's the worst. And then you say, okay, great, I can appreciate that. And then you move on to other opportunities. You didn't lose any opportunities. Your ego just got a little bit dented in that moment. You know, like they say, if it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. Especially when it comes to your ego. So we want to make sure that you're taking those risks. Because you're also leaving impact on the table as well. Like I talked about earlier. You are losing opportunities by the day, by the minute, by the hour. Yes, even on weekends when you're not working. You're losing opportunities to change lives. You're losing opportunities to make the world a better place. Think for a moment, consider, really feel for a moment the lives that you change by the work that you do. And even if you hate your work right now, and I know that a lot of you do, just kind of divorce yourself from that aspect of it and think for a moment about the work that you do and the lives that you change because of it. Because you are. How much more impact could you have if you were given the increased responsibility, if you were given the increased leadership resources, if you were given a seat at the table, which and then also includes a raise and a promotion. But what comes with that raise and that promotion? Yes, it's about the money, but it's not just about the money. What comes with it is, all right, we trust you to go big, go bold, or go home. And by taking bigger and bigger and bigger risks as a leader, what you're doing is you're changing more lives. You're having even more of an impact. Like for those of you, for example, who work in the healthcare industry, whether it's healthcare, healthcare tech and apps, or whether it's in like medical devices or healthcare in terms of giving people better access to better healthcare, empowering others to make better healthcare decisions. That's what you're leaving on the table. Think of that mom and that dad and their two kids who are tearing their hair out, trying to figure out how to decide how to deal with the health insurance company, whether or not to get this particular procedure done that could be potentially life-saving, but they don't know if they can afford it. And they're tearing their hair out trying to figure that out. There are a lot of you who work in industries who are helping that family. And you're helping them a little bit by what you're doing right now, but you could be helping them a lot more. Families like yours, people like you, are missing out on living the best lives that they could be because you're underpaid, underrecognized, and overworked. Because you don't have the resources, because you don't have the time, because you don't have the energy and the focus to do the best work that you could possibly do. And by not taking risks, that's who you're hurting. It's not just about you. You're hurting others as well because you're not showing up to your full potential. And we do not want you to stand for that anymore. We want you to get to a place of resolve where I will not take this anymore. I will take risks, and I will take intelligent risks. I will take inspired risks. So if you're ready for that, what I want you to do right now is book a call with my team. ThePeopleStack.com/book. It'll bring you to their calendar. Pick a time that works for you based on your time zone. Enter your name, your email, your phone number. Book it. As soon as you book it, it'll be in your calendar. It'll be in theirs. And then you're going to show up for an audio-only Zoom call so that you can prepare for it. Show up like it's going to be the most clarifying, the most valuable career conversation that you ever have. And it will be. Show up like your career depends on it, because it does. You're going to have an open and honest conversation about what's not working in your career right now, what you're leaving on the table, all of the risks you could be taking, but you're too scared to because you don't have a system and you don't have a coach to show you the way to do it. Everything that's not working in your career right now, everything that you tried that hasn't worked, you're really going to get to the heart of it. To get to your to that place of resolve, I will not take it anymore because my family deserves it, my team deserves it, and I deserve it. And I deserve better. And you're also going to get immense clarity about where you're going to go. Like, what does this risk-taking unlock for you specifically in terms of your career, your work life, your lifestyle? What does it unlock? That's the clarity you're going to get. And then if my team is 100% confident that we are the ones to help you on this path toward creating your dream career and getting out of career hell, then they'll talk about what it would look like to work together. But either way, even if it ends up not being a fit, you're still going to end up getting so much clarity out of this conversation as long as you show up coachable. As long as you show up like, hell no, I will not take this anymore because I know I'm capable of more. Tap into that inner superhero for this call. And it's going to be an amazing call. ThePeopleStack.com/book. I am so excited for you. Take those risks, folks. Take intelligent risks. Take inspired risks. Take risks that are based on data. Take risks that others have taken. Follow in their footsteps. That's what's awesome about our client community, is that our new clients see our older clients, like our graduates and folks who have been working with us for months or years, and they say, oh, wow, thank you for paving the path for me. I know you took these risks, and look at where you ended up. And they have those hundreds of pieces of evidence that all I have to do is take those risks too. And you're in it together, and you're there to cheer each other on, even through the discomfort, even through the fear. So if you're ready to do it scared with a proven system and with world-class coaching, I want you to book that call right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. And look, this isn't about selling what we have. This is about because I know that you might be looking for a career coach right now or a leadership coach right now, and that's part of the reason why you're watching this and why you've stuck with me for the past 20 plus minutes or so. But what I really want you to connect with is that this isn't about, do I join a program or not? Do I hire a coach or not? That's almost almost inconsequential. That's like, it's a byproduct of making the decision that now is the time to start taking intelligent risks in my, career so that I'm not flushing, shredding thousands of dollars a month, literally down the toilet, down the shredder. And so that I stop throwing that impact down the table, down the toilet as well, because I will not do that. I will not do that anymore. That's what this is about. It's getting to that decision point. I am committed to upgrading my career. That's what it's about. And if that's what you're ready for, I want you to book that call. thepeoplestack.com/book. Take those risks, folks. You have to take those intelligent risks, because by not doing it, you're losing out on way more. And we're not here to lose out on anything. Take care. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.